Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches!
We are live and we're live in the same room!
I know. Is this our first time?
This is our first time that we've actually sat in the same room in years. And actually, that's just not just doing the podcast.
I was trying to think today if we had recorded the podcast in the same room. It actually feels weird.
It does. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to just turn this a little bit out so someone actually just kind of like laughing at you to your face.
Okay, fair. The last podcast that we recorded in the same room was the day that Davina's show was cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
And her tan was done. Yeah. And she was fuming.
I was fuming. Oh. And ironically, it's Lash 9. We're actually coming to you live from Victoria Inc. Victoria's new studio, which is actually the podcast studio was just up the road.
Yeah, it was like 2 doors up.
So we've actually kind of come full COVID circle.
Yeah, equally as glam as the other place.
Oh, yeah, it's not a scrap of tan today, though. But Wednesday is my tan day. Come here, we just went, we did our monthly
cosmetic shop.
Yeah, we went north side. We don't normally go north side. We do our pilgrimage once a month to the north side of the city and just scope out what's going on. But I have to say, like, I used to work over there and we were just talking about this, how the north side of Dublin, like around Henry Street, and has just changed so much.
So much.
It?
I mean, well, firstly, tell everyone which street corner you were based on.
Oh, I used to be on the corner of Gardner and the corner of Gardner and Talbot.
You know, there's someone currently who believes that you really were on a street corner, especially after some of the stories you've dropped on this.
Literally, I tell you. And I was actually only thinking that. I was like, because I used to work up there. I used to work in Cleary's many moons ago. I used to work in sports retail many moons ago. And I was actually in buying trainers today. And I was thinking, God, like, imagine me working in a sports shop.
Flats. Yeah. Flats. We're in buying flats.
Flats. And I have to say, flats are the only thing I actually fall over in. I can walk for miles in heels, not bother. Put a pair of flats on, I just fall over.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. One Christmas time we were walking and we were all in flats. Was it you or me that fell on Parliament Street Bridge? It was me. I thought it was you in the flats.
No. I've had some, like, serious falls, but, like, always in flats. Mm-hmm. Uggs. They were in Uggs. It was old, dirty. Yeah. Worse. They were in my Uggs. They were like the jinxed Uggs.
The Uggs could have walked themselves.
I know.
Like, literally. And while you mentioned the sports shop, I think you need to touch a bit more on it. So you were the queen of a sports shop.
I was. because I used to work in, I don't know, is it gone? I think it is gone. Marathon Sports, is that gone?
That's gone.
It's gone, is it?
I think they were the same company, Champion and
Champion
Marathon.
Champion and Marathon, and they used to own Sports 2000, and they had they own Shoe as well. Uh-huh. And I started in Champion. Champion was, you were real cool for school if you worked in Champion O'Connor Street.
Were.
That was the that was a cool one. Yeah, they used to do like all the rollerblades and stuff. Uh-huh. And then I got transferred to Marathon, and I was devastated because it was just, I felt like it was a real step down.
What was your role?
My role was butter. I'd have
I knew it. As soon as I said role, I was like, here she goes.
I was just a lowly sales girl.
In the shoes? No,
I worked in clothing. In clothing. And I used to hate doing the kids' clothes. Like, they'd be fucking smell like bits and all this. Yeah. But there was always some gorgeous westerns that I worked with, which actually made the job very, very pleasant. And that's what I was thinking about today. And they were always in their trackies.
Oh, I was going to say, were they in shorts? Was there any ankle porn going on?
No ankle porn, but there was a lot of, because our uniforms were O'Neill's tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
There's probably people listening to this actually know because of that normal people Wet person. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I could give you a few stories to carry on, but that'll be in the Patreon.
Okay, question for you. What's the worst thing someone ever did in a dressing room? Like a changing room? Did they really?
Yeah, someone had a shit. And I was like, as soon as I heard rumblings of someone had a shit in the dressing room, I was like, I'm going on my break, because I was just like, there's not a hope in hell I'm going in to clean any shit out of any dressing room. But the shoplifters were wild on Henry Street. Like, I was fascinated by them because we'd be robbed blind all the time. Uh-huh. And there was like this new Man United jersey had come out.
Okay.
It was like this, it was one that was like reversible. And they were like, I think 75 euros each or something. Uh-huh. And there was like one was like white. It was actually quite a nice jersey. It looked gorgeous on some fellas. And then it'd be reverse, but it was gold on the other side. I think it was like home and away kit in one.
Okay.
And we had like, because they were really hard to get, and like
I'm kind of in shock here as she tells me about football kits.
I know.
Like,
I used to know all about fucking golf shoes and everything was mental. I haven't got a clue now, but they were literally on this front facing like rail facing out towards Moore Street.
Okay.
And this man just came along, and I was on the till, which was right beside the door. This man just came along and he was looking at sizes, and I kind of just looked down and I looked up. He had taken the whole rail, I'd say about like maybe 100 jerseys, and just put them into a bag and just walked off.
Oh my God, what an icon.
I'd say they were like, because they were like gold dust.
Yeah.
So I'd say he was flogging them for like, he would have made a fortune off them.
Fortune. Yeah. I feel like I would love to work as an undercover shop person trying to catch thieves. Do you know what I mean? And you too. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like getting that absolute. Like,
you actually wouldn't.
Why?
No, because they were just like, they'd get like the abuse and all they get. It was actually awful. Because when I worked in Cleary's department store, there was lots of undercover guards. Do you mean? I'm just like have my own fancy here. they were undercover detectives, like, and they used to just get treated like shit.
Okay. Fair.
So yeah, it was not a very glamorous job at all. But the way people would rob, and they'd like take the tags off and hide them in weird places, hide them in like in the light bulbs in the fitting rooms, like put them on chewing gum under the bench, like crazy stuff. I was fascinated by how people could shoplift and get away with it. It was amazing.
Love that. I have a friend who goes into Tesco and like changes the clothing prices.
Oh yeah.
And then goes to the self scan, so it looks like they're scanning the clothes, but like it's the,
I have a friend who does that in TK Maxx.
Oh. What do you think? Do I know who this friend
is? Yes, you do.
And I do, yeah.
He's a fan of a candle. That's all he is. And always says to me, smell this when I go to the house. And I was like, oh, it's nice. He's like, guess how much? And it was always due to like a price change. Like apparently, I should be saying this, but
I'll just
apparently TK Maxx is good for a nail price change. But
I mean, listen, we were almost facing them for a brief moment.
Yeah, well, until they gave that gig to someone else.
Yeah.
Well,
so now you know what to do over your candles. And what is the worst thing you ever did in one of those change rooms? Now you worked in a few different places, so I'm gonna ask over your whole, you know, career as the face of fashion.
the face of fashion. I remember like when I worked in French Connection back in the day, FC UK, and I remember everyone wanted to have labels on their clothes.
Yeah.
But probably the worst thing I ever did was probably just actually just hide and go asleep. I used to just go asleep, but they were always on my back because I was the laziest employee.
Yeah.
I just was always, and do you know who actually worked
with me? Really weird because you're not lazy, like.
No, I just.
You like, didn't give a fuck.
No, I was like 21 or 22 or something. I just was like, you know, and going out, had a few smeared off ice the night before, you'd be a little bit dying.
Yeah.
And do you know who worked with me as well? Pippa O'Connor worked with me. And we were the laziest girls. We were the laziest girls. And like me and her, just like she had a real, she couldn't do a tap, I'd say. And that's, I have to laugh when I see her in Poco, you know, in her own shop. And she's like folding things. I was like, never could you get that bitch to fold a few jumpers back in the day. Me and her would be like, and they always put us in menswear because it was the quietest.
Yeah.
Because we do fuck all.
Oh my God. That's so, making me think we need Pippa O'Connor on the pod to talk about back in the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so funny because every time I used to run into her, I'd be like, Pippa. I was like, remember we used to work together? And she'd like, for a good while, she would like act like she didn't know who I was. And then she realized, I can't get away with this anymore. She's like, yeah. So now every time we just laugh at how lazy we were.
Oh my God.
Kind of gas.
When you were saying you were sleeping in those change rooms, it gave me a little flashback. I used to work in a theater in Dunleary and I'd come in dying to work in the box office and you'd be the only person in the building. So I used to like come in, put the headset on and lie on the floor and sleep until the phone rang. And then when the phone would ring, I'd be like, hello.
I remember that you used to go in there and like, you'd be dying. Like, there's nothing worse though than going into work when you're dying sick, dying hungover. Like
the worst.
I could not do that now.
No.
That's why I used to call in sick all the time.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, no, I think I had like the bubonic plague at one point because I was just like, I'm not coming to work. I ran out of so many excuses.
Yeah.
Do you know what the best excuse I think was that once I had gone to work, I'd got myself there, but I was just like, I can't do this today.
Yeah.
I was like, I just cannot, I can't face these people. And I just had exhausted all my excuses. So I just walked up to my manager and I was just like, I can't be here today. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I just have to go. And it was said it really seriously.
Does sound serious. I'd be like, okay, go.
And she thought so. And I was like, I just have to go. I'm sorry. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'll call you later. And it just like sounded so dramatic. So if you ever need an excuse, look them dead in the eye.
Yeah.
Say you can't be here. You need to go right now.
Yeah.
Not like when someone comes back from their break, you need to go right now.
Yeah.
And just go and commit. And you'll get away with it.
Like if I think about being sick, I could probably make myself feel sick, if that makes sense.
I know, but you have to. The thing about being sick is you have to commit, because if you start going like this, oh, I don't feel well. Oh, then you start doing a bit Abby acting.
Yeah.
And then it starts becoming like, oh, I feel a bit faint. Then you're holding tables and you're like going, oh no, I'm just coming over all dizzy. And then you're like, who is she kidding? No, like, listen, Carrickstown is a few miles away. If you're like, if you're looking for it, no, you have to commit and go, I'm really sick. I need to go now.
Okay.
And you need to either, it's coming out of your top or bottom. It's coming out and it's going to come out right now. So I need to go.
I would only use the bottom one if I didn't want to even go into work. I'd be like, oh, no, I can't leave the toilet, you guys. Because you know, once you say that, even if it's not true, nobody wants to know anymore.
No, it's true. And like, but it is an old cliche, isn't it? Like, diarrhea is, an old favorite. Like,
yeah. The snow in Ireland, Jesus Christ, a little bit of snow. I used to pretend if my old boss listened to this probably, I used to pretend I couldn't get my car out of the driveway and I was too afraid to get on the bus in the snow. Do you know what I mean?
There's always something like, I love a creative sick excuse. Maybe we should do sick excuses next week. That's actually kind of fun.
Okay, let's definitely do that.
But also in other news, while we're talking, we're coming into sweater weather.
Oh my God.
Sweater weather?
It's freezing.
It's gone on. Sweater weather. And we're coming into fall, which is Halloween time.
Fall?
Yeah, fall.
Okay, Kathy Dalton, calm down.
September, spring, summer, fall. Sheba Sheree.
Did you look at those clothes, by the way? I went on and had a look.
I did. I would love a Sheba Sheree, I have to say. But I'm not going to pay $260 for a hoodie with, like, basically a Jeffree Star logo.
Yeah, unless her son is personally delivering it, and then.
I don't even think he's good looking.
He's a big, tall bastard, yeah.
I like a tallie, but I don't, like, I just don't find him attractive.
I mean, or
he's like about 6 foot nine. He's a little too tall.
Okay, then we'll get, what's her name? I can't remember. Ralph. We'll get Ralph to deliver
it. Yes, please.
To you.
Like a little bit of
his wife's name.
Ralph Zadora.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Ralph Zadora. Ralph Pittman.
Oh yeah.
Ralph Pittman Jr.
Yeah. He could be your stepdaddy.
We're talking Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sorry, she by Sheree, a fashion show with no fashions. How dreadful. Iconic. Sheree has launched her fashion line, She by Sheree. The pricing
is ridiculous.
Is insane. And obviously she was
she needs a you in your life. You know when I want to price something and I say, okay, this is how much we're going to charge, you're like, you need to get a grip. Yeah. She needs a you in her life.
She does. She needs a grip. Mm. And some of the designs are by Shein and Amazon.
My God. Love it.
Did you not see this?
No.
Oh my God. So basically some of the designs that she brought, these kind of two piece, it's like leisure wear.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like Blew Up, or it's Ivy Park, that kind of vibe.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that.
But really up-priced. And some of the stuff is like say $140 for like a bra top and like a pair of leggings.
Yeah.
But it's literally the same ones that they have on Shein. So instead of saying She by Sheree, they're saying She by Shein.
Oh my God, that's fucking brilliant. I mean, it's always the way those housewives are always trying to relabel things and sell them off for more.
Like, yeah, remember Sonia Morgan had like Miss Morgan by Sonia Morgan or whatever. And all those dresses, like, do you remember that dress that was going around? It's actually in the charity shop of Georgia Street at the moment. It's like silver. Remember, it was like a silver, it looked like sequin, but it's kind of metallic. It was, everybody was wearing it last year.
Okay.
And she had that in her range, and it was like $140. And it was literally on AliExpress for like $26.99. Like, it's just upselling. That's what they all do it like.
Yeah, fair.
But it's, I think like all these like Midwestern, like middle America kind of people don't really, I don't know, do they even use the internet?
I don't know. I mean, listen, those rich women are probably not even aware that everyone's aware of Shein.
I actually have a good juicy story coming up later on, because we asked you all for your celeb stories, and I have a good celeb fashion story that was sent in today. So it's actually very good. So we'll come back to that later on.
Just to stay on Housewives for a second. So the whole Kathy Hilton thing. Now, I know Paris listens to this podcast, so Paris, like, turn off Paris for a little moment.
Is she out shopping with Nikki?
Okay, so there's a rumor that Kathy allegedly called the DJ when he wouldn't play a Michael Jackson song, the F-bomb.
Like, an old one.
We can say that word, right? We can say that she allegedly said he was an old faggot.
You said faggot.
I said faggot. I love the word faggot, to be honest, but
it's context. Context is everything, do you know what I mean? And whatever, you have to kind of reclaim those kind of tones, those words. So. And I hate being told you can't say this and you can't say that. I hate that shit. Yeah, I still actually don't like queer. I don't like queer. It's like, I don't know, it just feels, it makes me think hipster, and I hate hipsters. It makes me think hipster. I'd rather say faggy.
Like, but honestly, sometimes it's just good to be like all encompassing and just say queer, like the queer scene, or like
but it just
like
feels like, ugh. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Preferences are neither here nor there. I thought you were telling me I had lipstick on my teeth, and then I realized I'm not wearing lipstick.
So do you think she called him an old faggot, basically?
Probably. I'd say she is a monster of a woman. I'd say she's a horror.
Yeah.
And all those Beverly Hills people are. I'd say she definitely did. I'd say she, like, saw the way she behaved with that tequila thing. I'd say she is a renowned nut job. And somebody was saying before,
they said it was about a conga line. Nobody would do the conga line with Kathy. I'm like, come on.
In fairness, like, she is a bit kind of naff like that, isn't she? So I could see her trying to get everyone up to do a conga line and be like, fuck off. Like, I'm not doing a fucking conga line.
I like that she doesn't like getting dressed up. I like that she's sitting around in her comfy clothes and everyone else is getting dressed up. Like, Dorit's doing a whole fashion show and Kathy's still in her tracksuit bottoms.
Hang on one sec.
All right.
Hello?
So you're getting a call about getting your nipples raised, is it?
Yeah, I'm getting my nipples removed and put on my forehead.
Oh, hold on. I just got my electricity bill, y'all.
Oh!
Yeah, it is €179.37. Thank God. The kids are going to eat this
How
week.
How much?
No, like, say €180. But that's actually fine. I've had
that's
some...
That's 180,000, it says.
€180. I got a bill last Christmas for like €600. So I'm a little bit worried about this Christmas bill. But we'll see. Anyway, Kathy Hilton, I love that she doesn't like getting too too dressed up. She's kind of relatable. Dorit's doing a whole fashion show and Kathy's in her like comfy cozies.
I know, but I'm not watching that show to see comfy cozies. I want to see high glamour. I want to see makeup. I want to see fashions.
Okay,
I don't want to see like greasy hair. Like I see that enough. Do you know what I mean? You open your door and you see that like on the fucking street.
Come here. We went to Sister Act in the, I was going to say
Gosh.
The National Center, Board Gosh. I fucking loved it. Now,
yeah.
You had seen it originally, mm-hmm. but it was different, right?
Yeah. And I love how I, okay, so I'm just going to say this. So I left the Cher show at the halfway mark. I walked out because I just couldn't take it anymore. I was like, okay. This is, and I love Cher, I'm a big Cher fan. It was moving so slow. I thought it was really clunky and I made the executive decision to leave.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I was thinking, I could be doing my tan. I could be doing my washing. I was like, I can't be sitting here watching this.
Yeah.
So I left.
Now, I still had a full thing of popcorn, so clearly I stayed because I wanted to have my popcorn.
She hours through the interval and then went back out and got more. So I left. Jesus, like you'd swear I, so everyone kept saying, oh, you'll be walking out of this. Oh, the great walker, all this. I was like, I walked out of one show. Actually, no, it was two.
Definitely been more than two.
I walked out of another, particularly a drag theater performance. Yeah. I did walk out of it. Yeah, I can't stick this either.
Yeah, it was Panty Show, if anyone's wondering. It's the one that he hasn't yet done.
It
in the
wasn't
Abbey
Panty
Theater,
Show. I would
soon.
Never go to Panty Show. I'm only kidding. So I'd seen it before, but I was like, I had really low expectations because in the one I saw, all the nuns were, the nuns were the orchestra.
Oh.
So they would play the instruments and sing. And it was really weird. It was like,
okay.
It was not good. It was very grey. The costumes and all were just very dull.
Yeah.
This was a high camp.
It was camp.
They redid
the
whole thing.
Dorian from Birds of a Feather. Mm. Well, I think Jennifer Saunders was part of them restaging the whole thing, right?
She rewrote it, basically. The whole thing was rewritten. The jokes were new.
Mm-hmm. The lead was fucking great.
Yeah.
Dorian from Birds of a Feather was
Leslie
like...
Leslie Josephs.
Yeah, I love her.
Dorian.
She's now fucking 4 foot.
She was actually on Ireland AM today.
Did you see her feet?
Yeah. Guess how old she is?
72.
She's 78.
Wow.
Yeah, she's 78 years old. 78 years young.
That's impressive. 8 shows a week at 78. That's us.
Yeah. And you know what is handy though? Because she...
If you're still with us. That'll be you.
I won't be with you, please. I'll be gone in the next year or two. So start looking for a podcast host. She didn't have any costume changes.
Oh?
So she's just like, she's much superior. So she was in that nun's costume for the whole thing when you think about it. And flat shoes. So for an older gal, it's actually the perfect role. Not much dancing, a little bit of walking.
Yeah.
And she was brilliant.
Yeah. She made it, but I couldn't stop looking at those tiny feet.
I know.
Like, you know, like, you remember they used to bind feet in Asia?
Yeah.
Like, the fellas would have been mad for her back then.
They were asking her on R&M. Tommy Bowe was interviewing her. Because can I just say, like, still, like
every, I mean, you don't need to because you said it like, with your voice. You went, can I just say?
Like, he's just gorgeous. Isn't he? Actually, he smells like, he smells great.
He's so nice as well.
He's so nice. Like, just literally, I haven't seen R&M. Like, I've just by chance, I was up early this morning. I was like, oh God, like... It's a lot in Morton.
And he's fun as well.
Yeah.
I did a photo shoot with him for Aviva at one point and I'm pretty sure he was in his rugby shorts and rugby top. Girl, I was giggling like I was a 12-year-old schoolgirl.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, Tommy.
I know. He's so like, so kind of cool and he's like so kind of okay with the gay thing. And like, I love that about him. He's genuinely just a really nice
and
person.
And a really good kisser.
Yeah.
Oh, did he not kiss you? No.
No, we didn't.
Did he not?
We didn't kiss.
No, joking, everyone.
No, he's son. But he was saying to her, like, where did he get your energy from?
Really good kisser.
And when Leslie Joseph said that her mother lived until she was like 103 and that her, she played tennis up into her 90s.
Oh my
like, that's,
God.
That's very impressive.
That's impressive. She looks like she's going to rock and roll for a long
time. I'd be fucking dead running up. Well, actually, no, I'm not that bad.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, We know some older gals that aren't so hot at the moment.
Falling to bits. Come here. My friend Ginger, who you know from Manchester, there's a picture going viral of her at the moment with the new, like, problematic Prime Minister of...
Liz Truss?
Yeah.
Why? Is it actually with her?
It's with her because Ginger was working in a venue and they had, like, some sort of, like, Tory... event there.
Is she a Tory, that new one?
And it paid her a lot of money to do this. And she was like, should I do it or not? And I was like, come here, listen, I did Fianna Fáil gig, in lockdown. And then there's this photo of her and Liz arm in arm. Like, apparently Liz was a proper goer, up dancing the whole lot.
Yeah.
But apparently there was loads of jokes allegedly going around about Liz being quite a fan of, how do I say this politely? Up the bum, no harm done. Like, people are making jokes at this party about up the bum, no harm done.
What, she likes a bit of anal?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Listen, you can't hold that against her. Like, no, she's only human.
To be honest, I appreciate that. Yeah. That makes me go, yeah, good on you, Liz.
She listened, like,
trust doesn't just stand for one thing, it obviously stands for trust.
Yeah, trust. Trust in me. Literally. That should be a campaign.
I need to take a hot minute to get your opinion on Holly and Phil. Because everyone's talking about them. Now, you know me and Holly go way back, because when I started drag, I kind of thought I was the Irish
Hang on now. Didn't you have something from the Holly Willoughby range of like Little Woods or something for the bigger busted girls?
Right, because I had blonde flat hair, and in my head we were both curvy cute girls. And then
she was she was slightly fuller figures, wasn't she then?
She was, yeah.
Like, she was never big, but she was like, she definitely
she was
had
just normal, like.
Yeah, but she definitely had like a curvy range or a range for big boobs. So there was something that was like that made this range different.
Yeah,
you know, it was for a specific body type.
It definitely
you
was.
Definitely had. It was either like a bra or was it a dress?
It was a sequin black and white houndstooth dress.
Oh yes.
That's I wore so much that Davina then went, girl, that stinks. Throw that away. Stinking. It stinks. And I couldn't wash it because of the material.
You could hand wash it. A sequin can be hand washed. For those of you out there, like, please, there's no excuse for musty, moth-eaten fucking stink balls.
With hands that do dishes
that are soft as your face. And also, a bit of fairy liquid around the tan, around the makeup will just take all that off of vanity. Oh, can I just give everyone a little tip out there? This is a divine tip now. For cleaning your makeup brushes.
Yeah, okay.
Vanish soap stain bar.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
Literally, you know the way, like, all you drag queens, if you're listening, like, if your brushes are stained with, like, colours, I'm looking at Victoria because our brushes are, like, literally, like, chimney sweep brushes.
Like,
they're literally like 150 in deals. They're so good. And yeah, so that's a little clean tip for you.
That's genius. Well, Holly and Phil are going through at the moment. Obviously, everyone's judging them because they skipped the queue. Personally, I'm like, clearly they're working. Like, I don't even think the Queen was in that bloody coffin, by the way.
No, I don't think so either. Do I actually don't. I think it was filled with Haribo. Lead lined. Firstly, like, I don't really care, like, about the queue skip. And I'm like, because I tell you this now, if the shoe was on my foot, if I had a chance to skip the queue, I would have skipped the queue.
Okay.
So you couldn't be annoyed with somebody for skipping the queue if they got the opportunity. Yeah. I would have done the same.
Yeah.
However, I think the way they're handling it isn't too great. Like, they should have just been like, well, I think they kind of did try and get it up, but see, I think the real problem here
is that David Beckham queued.
Well, he's
under fire about working with some, like,
with the Qatar, because he's going over to Qatar. And listen, celebrities like this are all going to take their opportunities to do what they want when they can. That's just the business they're in. Yeah. However, I think there is stuff to come out, I feel like, about Phil. I think we're sitting on a ticking time bomb here.
Well, now, what makes you think that? Is this something on Twitter? Or
I see people saying things all the time in all these random groups. People saying, oh, you just wait. It's got, like, all these, and I don't know what they're referring to. I don't know what there is, but apparently there's something that I don't know. I don't know what else it could be, because he's already kind of out.
I mean, I wasn't the rumor that, like, Dan Wooden was, like, allegedly trying to, like, bribe him into coming out, and that's why he ended up.
Oh, there's lots of rumors going around. Like,
he's poison, by the way. I've blocked him everywhere.
Dan Wooden.
Oh, rots me. But I am enjoying the new HRH bitchy queen, aka Eamon Holmes. Like, love a bitchy queen
Eamon
moment.
Eamon is fuming because, you know, I don't think he got on too well with it. I just don't think, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. But I like, it's not that big a deal. They skip the queue. I would have skipped the queue.
I would skip any queue. If someone says, yeah. Like, we were in Superdrug earlier and I saw a guy and I was thinking, God, I'd love if he just called me so yeah. I could skip the queue.
You okay? That number, 1062.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would have skipped all of those people in front of me.
Come here, tell me this. Hocus Pocus 2 is out this week. How do you feel about that?
I'm
excited.
I hope I'm not disappointed.
I have a feeling you will be. From what I've seen, they've basically just rehashed Hocus Pocus 1 with modern day twists.
Okay. Which is fine. Excuse me. I love Hocus Pocus. I watch it every year anyway. So, but is this going to be like as good?
Also, because I think it's going straight onto Disney Plus. It's not actually getting a cinema release.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very low budget. Did you see the scenes where they're flying on brooms? It's like umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cheap.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's like, we probably could have done that in the Queen of Captivity. Ariana
Grande did do it on the Queen of Captivity.
She literally did. So I think it's going to be like, you know, in the way the last time, like they were on hoovers and mops, this time they're on like scooters
a hoverboard.
And it's just like, we've seen that before. Yeah. And I also feel like the story about how they're going to come back is going to be real wokey cokey.
Okay, I'm not into that. But no. Like, honestly, I'm going to keep a high hope for it for now, because I've been waiting on this for 20 fucking years.
I know, and that's the thing. It's like, if it's 30 years, it's literally like, it's been 29 years. It's been 29 years since somebody lit the black flame candle. So yeah, but I just have a feeling. I hate when they do that. And also Sister Act 3, we can promise that. Why were these movies not made
years ago?
It's just like, what? Well, I know Hocus Pocus was a bit of a dud in the box office at the time, mm-hmm. but it's like gone on, like for years people have been loving it even afterwards. Completely. So I don't understand why they just didn't get on it sooner. And the gals aren't getting any younger.
Yeah.
So it's like they're witches, but...
And now everyone's obsessed with witches. Do you know what I mean? Like all those witches shows do so well. Sabrina, all that stuff.
Witch Wednesday.
Yeah. Also like dig up Macaulay Culkin, bring him back as the dad of the Home Alone franchise and leave some kid at home.
Don't do that.
Oh, I love Home Alone. I love Home Alone
as well, but like enough.
Come here, I have one little juicy story to tell you. A friend of a friend was DMing someone who worked with the Queen. It's not that juicy, but she said,
hang on now, so in what context, like what does this person do?
They do drag.
But they work for the Queen.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say who.
No, don't say who. But like as okay. So you don't have to say what it is. But like, is it like as in like a something within the palace walls?
Oh, like really close. Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
So
I'm like, get off this podcast. I'm like, tell me what is it.
So they told them that their middle name in drag is Elizabeth after the Queen.
Right.
And
someone has a middle name in drag.
Yeah, you do too.
It's a joke name though.
Yeah, but like,
it's my birth certificate.
Girl, neither is your first name or your surname. Show me a birth certificate, LaToya Hutchinson. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, and they had written to the Queen to say, you know, like a nice message to the Queen. And the Queen, you know the way the Queen writes back about everything.
She doesn't write back to everybody.
Like, doesn't she not?
Like, no, not to everybody. Okay. Like to think, like imagine how many letters she get. Like how could she couldn't fucking possibly write to everybody?
Well, she told
Santa Claus.
She told this person that her middle name in drag is Elizabeth, and I hope she'd appreciate it. And the person wrote back and said, oh, that would have made her laugh. She was surrounded by the gays herself. All the footmen and pages are mostly gay. She loved them because they were all so kind and caring, and that her friend worked with her very closely for like over 40 years and the Queen adored him, and he was gay.
So she loved the gays.
The Queen was like, gay rights!
Yeah, well, sure.
I mean, maybe eventually. I don't know the history of that.
Like, you know, like there was a rumor going around. There was a story like for years. Dolly actually told me this. There's actually a documentary called, I think it's Backstairs Harry.
Oh.
I think it's actually very good. It's on YouTube if you want to check it out. Basically about this man who was the Queen Mother's like number one butler for years.
Okay.
And he was by her side for decades.
Okay.
It's actually very interesting. It was like a Channel 4 documentary, Backstairs Harry, I think it's called.
A title, by the way.
And his partner worked in the royal household as well. And apparently one night they were like having a fight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she would come on the intercom and she was saying, when you two old queens are finished bickering, this old queen needs a gin and tonic. That's brilliant. Apparently that's a rumor that like, but I, do you know what, after seeing the documentary, I actually do believe it, because she used to, like, she was with the gays all the time.
Okay.
But that being said, in the upper classes of England and all that kind of stuff, like, I'm sure they got on, but it's like, I wouldn't say it's particularly... Like, I'd say if one of their sons was gay, I don't think they'd be cool with it.
Yeah, I often wondered that. Like,
I feel like they're okay because, like, their servants are going around, like, you know, working for them. But I don't think they'd be, if it was, you know, sometimes it's when you're on your own doorstep. I just don't think they'd be as cool.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be nice to have a royal that is a gay. Do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, sure. Didn't we hear rumors that one of them gets pegged?
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
Anyway.
Well, should we do a little dare DM? Or DM dare?
Yeah. So we're going to do this thing where we're going to dare, we're going to dare each other to just DM a celeb.
Yeah.
But you see, we talk about this, but I do this all the time drunk.
Yes.
I've DM'd everybody. Oh, there's a man looking to see if it's raining. Yes. It's raining, bitch.
Is he sexy?
No. He's Pixies type. He's around 56.
Where is that reference from?
I'm only joking.
Okay. Okay, so will we do one week at a time? So you can dare me next week and I'll dare you this week.
Okay, right, go on.
Okay.
Okay, right.
So I'm going Irish celeb here.
Okay, oh, you're going to like, okay, right, who is it? Okay.
Or do you want them to be really, really famous?
No, it depends. Okay, who is it?
Is Francis Brennan on?
No, he's not on.
Martin Morrissey.
Marty Morrissey. Is he on Instagram?
I hope so. Because he might actually see.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, he is on. Okay, Marty. Okay. Marcy. Okay, right. I'm going to message him. Okay. What am I saying to him?
Hey, Marty.
Okay. Hey, Marty.
I think I just spotted you in the city center.
Okay. Think I just spotted you. Hang on. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually just dictate this, right? Okay. Think I just spotted you in the city center.
You're looking very handsome today.
You're looking very handsome today.
What's this I hear about a Marty party?
That all went in. What's that I hear about a Marty party?
Right, let's start it off with just that. I think that's perfect. Okay. Just to be like, you're telling me you look handsome, and what's this I hear about a Marty party?
Right, so literally. So it's... Hey, Marty, think I just spotted you at City Centre. You're looking so handsome today. What's this I hear about a Marty party? Okay, right, so we'll see. So for those of you that don't know who Marty Morrissey is,
yes.
You need to Google him. He's an Irish kind of...
Alyssa Edwards impersonator.
Oh my God, he's saying I never clocked that before. Right, sent, done.
Okay, right. In the meantime, we're going to move on to our next topic. We want to remind you that if you love our podcast, you can support it even more by popping over to our Patreon. You can support it from anything from just throw us in €2 so we can buy a coffee while we're talking shit. Or
can I just say, Marty only has 38,000 followers, so there's a good chance he's going to see this.
I know. Oh, I know.
I'm going to keep my phone open, so if he does actually, I can read the reply.
And we'll have an update on this next week if he does. But come here, also we have a ton of extra content over there. You can go and access it now on patreon.com/PettyLittleThingsPod, and we're going to do some shout outs to our Patreon, to our new Patreon people. So we've got lovely Darina Dragon.
Oh.
That sounds a very glamorous name.
Darina Dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. Stephen Finn, thanks for joining us. Laura L, thanks for joining us. Cormac Henry. Cormac Henry is supporting us from somewhere paying dollars. So thank you for your dollars because they're worth a little bit more than yours at the moment. And let's also do Chris Wheelow. So hi everyone, thank you for joining us on our Patreon.
Welcome aboard the Petty Train. Okay, yes. Oh, actually, before we wrap up, I just want to say as well, we are nominated for Hey You Insta Star Award for this podcast. Yeah. We're nominated. The award show is actually this Friday. There's no point asking you to vote because the voting is closed now.
And probably because we already won it.
Yeah, well we don't think we're going to win, but it's nice just to be nominated, isn't it? It's nice to be seen because we're in good company. We have like Grandmam are nominated.
Yeah.
The group chat with Zara King and the two newsboys are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a few other podcasts.
Connor Bean's podcast.
Yes, Connor Bean's Housewives of Me.
Yeah, so loads of fun people. But honestly, we were just thrilled to be there. So, but yeah, if there's any other things that you'll see that we could be nominated for, we just love feeling real fancy. Yeah. So nominated, so we get a night out.
So we're just actually... it's just, you know, we're just petty nominated. But yeah, we're gonna
thanks to anyone who did vote, by the way.
Yes, thank you so much. We actually really do appreciate it. And if we do win, I'll dedicate it to you.
I won't be there. What are you wearing?
I'm probably going to wear, actually I'll decide on the night. I have two outfits. Mm-hmm. One, everything I've kind of worn before.
Okay.
I wasn't going to get something new because I was like, I'm not going to win. So,
girl, I swear, if by any weird chance we do end up winning, please FaceTime me.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we're going to be back after this with our celeb run-ins.
Ooh.
Okay, so we're back and we asked you all to send us in your celebrity stories, celebrity run-ins, good or bad, but preferably bad because let's face it, we do love a bad behaved celeb.
Oh, and as headliners ourselves, we have a certain responsibility to be very sweet and lovely, and we're wondering how you got on with the celebs.
Have you ever had a run-in with a bad celeb like yourself? Like, I know obviously the usuals, like we know Jessica and blah, blah, blah. We know all about that. But have you had a run-in with a celeb that was... rude or bad?
Yeah. So I worked in the VIP bar in The Point. And I'm not going to say which one, but Westlife were doing like a little tour there. And one of them was not very nice to the staff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Westlife. I've met Westlife before as well, but they were actually lovely.
Yeah. There's definitely ones that are lovely, but there was one that just like one of the girls came over and like, it was like... honestly, it was very chill bar, but they were just not very nice.
I met Jodie Marsh before back in the day. Yeah, she was not friendly at all.
Oh.
I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, you're fab. And she was just so dismissive. And I was after that, like now she goes through all this bad stuff online.
Yeah.
And I can't really feel sympathy for her because I'm just like, she just like... she was on her own and she could have just been nice.
Yeah.
She just was kind of...
yeah. And it goes hand in hand to then say that you worked with Katie Price and she was lovely.
Yeah. She was really nice. Who else? I'm trying to think who else was bad.
Obviously, you're trying to put Jess Glynn behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, listen, she's just obvious. That's like an obvious one. I'm trying to think though.
We spoke...
do you know who was really rude? Sam Bailey.
Was she?
Sam Bailey. Yes. She...
renowned pop singer Sam Bailey.
Sam Bailey was at a gig you were doing in Andrews Lane before. She's like maybe a Willem gig or something.
Okay.
And she was in the front row and somebody was like, oh, hey, Sam, this is Davina. She's local drag. And she literally turned around. She was so rude. And then in the next breath, she was so like real dismissive.
Yeah.
And then we were all backstage, whatever. And Willem was there and she was up Willem's arse. She was so like mad about Willem. I was like, this is weird. Like even her, I was confused why she was so obsessed with Willem.
Yeah, but also like, you know, listen, you're all drag queens.
Yeah.
So why was she able to be nice and lovely to him?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just so odd. It was like, she was very strange. So yeah, she was quite, just didn't get a nice vibe off her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I'll have a little think.
I mean, in the Glitz days, we met a lot of those people. Do you know
remember your man, Kavanagh?
Yes.
He was nuts.
Yeah, he was.
He was wild.
And he was intense.
He was actually, do you remember in Big Brother when he was in Celebrity Big Brother and he had a meltdown?
Yeah.
He was like that.
Yeah.
He was borderline ready to flip.
Uh-huh,
there was a lot of that. Do you know who else was horrible? E17.
Ooh.
Horrible. Yeah. We had hired them in the George years ago. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's such a random booking.
So, but this is like back in the day. But like the most random book that George probably ever had was when they booked Coolio.
Oh my God.
Coolio back in the day, Gangster's Paradise. And he just sat in the green room drinking Sex on the Beach.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so random. But he was actually lovely.
Yeah.
But E17, they spent most of their time just on the balcony, like on the fire escape, smoking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they went back to the hotel and trashed the hotel. Mm-hmm. I think they were staying in the Regency actually at the time.
Yeah.
And they trashed it. Yeah. So they were like absolute. Ugh.
I mean, Khalees essentially kicked me out of the dressing room.
Khalees kicked everyone out.
Like, no, you were kind of allowed to stay.
Yeah, I was only allowed to stay because I was interviewing her. She was just odd. She wasn't even, she was weird.
I mean, she didn't even acknowledge. But however, even though that was still my favorite fucking live act brilliant. I've ever seen
she
in the George.
She was very good.
Oh.
Okay, so we have some stories that you guys have sent in, some of your experiences that you've had, good or bad. Some of them are good. I like... The majority of them are good. Most of them are like just kind of weird.
Yeah.
These are all just sent in, so they're all alleged. These are all just people's experience. Yeah. So we just have to say that. Allegedly. Okay, so.
This whole podcast is alleged.
Allegedly, yes. Listen, allege.
Oh, I tried to kick Kristen Chenoweth out of the green room in the George.
Yeah, but she was lovely.
She was lovely. No, but because I didn't know that it was her. Her back was to me. She's so small.
So tiny.
But she was, wasn't she just so sweet? Yeah, she was lovely.
But that's just like, I always find the bigger the star, the usually nicer they are.
That's very true.
And it's like these people are like so affected, like either when they're on the way out,
yeah.
Or who was it as well? I can't remember. There was somebody in the Dragon before that was hired, and they were like literally like about to be kicked out of like the Fame Club,
yeah.
And they were acting like they were Mariah Carey, like had diva demands and this and that and ridiculous. And people kind of running around after them. It's just like
it's the riders for me, you know, the ones that like they're like. Fresh fruit, blue strawberries only, or something like weird.
Well, actually, now you mentioned Khalees had the biggest rider that I'd ever seen. And there was, I'll tell you now, there was, let me see what was on it. There was fresh ginger, there was hot water, tea bags, there was vitamin water, different flavors in a separate fridge. They had to be in a separate fridge. There was a selection of beers, a selection of wines, good wines only, and the wines were named. Dom Perignon champagne only. Black tails, fresh, new, not used, and every single thing had to be there or they had to do a checklist or she was not going to perform. And when she came in, she didn't even look at anything. So it was all just like bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she didn't touch anything because it was just me, her and the assistant in the room. Yeah. And when she finished the gig, she literally walked out. She took two towels and put the bottle of Dom Perignon in her bag and just walked out the door.
I'm down with that. Take the champagne, absolutely. But like someone had to spend all day putting that together and that annoys me.
It was annoying because a lot of that stuff wasn't even like, it was hard to get at that time. Like the flavoured vitamin water and stuff wasn't really a big thing. It's a big thing more in the States.
Yeah, totally.
So it was kind of hard. Like we had to get Fallon and Bourne to order in for us and all this kind of stuff. So it was a little bit of a nightmare, but listen.
I don't do any of that shit, by the way.
You don't do the riders?
I'll do the booze because I appreciate that people want to drink backstage. But like, you know, like...
Do people ask for stuff?
Yeah, when Bewitched did Vicar Street with us, they asked for loads of bits and we made an executive decision to go, right, wine, champagne, because we had a bottle of champagne in one of our houses. We were like, perfect, we'll throw that in there. And a bottle of vodka. Yeah. And then we were like, and the rest of us, if they ask for something on the night, we'll get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true though.
And they didn't look for it, so...
No, but like, I think it's just in case... They're hungry. There's something going on. Do you know what I mean?
Always a bottle of fucking warm champagne in one of our houses.
Always. Okay, so I have one here, and this is sent in. I'm not gonna name the names. This is sent in from a listener called. I'm not gonna say the name. And he just said that he met Beyonce on Merrion Square.
Oh.
With Michelle and Kelly, they were all together, and it was back in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And Beyonce kept calling me baby.
Cute.
And he literally bumped into her and said, oh, I'm sorry. And she said, oh, it's okay, baby.
Baby. Oh, my God.
And then he realized who they were. Didn't have a clue. And then he asked for tickets for their gig that was happening that night. And she said, baby, it's our first sold out gig. We have none. Because they were playing in Daily Van Park or something back in like 2001.
Wow.
So yeah, but he said they were very sweet. So
that's real cute.
That's a nice story.
It also reminded me that you met Rihanna as well.
Oh yeah. I met Rihanna 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was actually lovely.
She was lovely.
Really nice.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. I'm going to say this because it's a nice story. Stephen Burke was at a Scissor Sisters gig in the Olympia. And then afterwards met Jake Shears. From the Scissor Sisters out on the street. He was locked because, you remember, there was something called Arthur's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a thing? Like,
yeah, and it was always on a Thursday.
Used to be thrilled.
Yeah, well, like it was, Guinness used to do this thing where they would like kind of pump money. It was like just a marketing thing.
Yeah.
But they would take these, they'd have like big acts and they would put them in surprise venues.
Yeah.
And the George was always one of the venues that they were going to send someone to. But because it was a gay bar, they never did. And I knew it was because it was a gay bar, because it was like an LGBT venue. I knew that's why we never got, because there was people like,
but it's also about matching the right act to the right venue, like,
yeah, but there was like, a lot of those acts.
I mean,
that
Sisters would be amazing.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
like, but anyway, so he said, in normal circumstances I'd be cool, I'd not pass a bit of heat, but I was extremely drunk because they'd been giving out free pints all night.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I was a tad overexcited, so what do I do to him? I asked him if I could pick him up and hug him to give him credit. He soundly agreed, but now I had to take it a step further. I proceeded to pick him up, wrapped his legs around my waist, ran down Sycamore Street with fucking Jake Shears wrapped around me, mortified. Thank God he found the whole thing very funny.
Oh my God. And on cobbles as well. That could have went really bad, couldn't it? That could have went really weird.
Don't send though, because I wouldn't be happy if someone did that to me.
Devon Diva sent one in saying, I had a celebrity encounter. Basically, he was in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre with his mom and his auntie, and his auntie has special needs.
Okay.
And Liam Neeson was eating a 99 walking along, and his auntie ran up to Liam Neeson and ate the ice cream out of his hand. And he was like, they were mortified, but she recognised him, and like, but he said that he was so sound and so, like,
That's such a good story.
He was very nice and like just totally was fine with it, but they were mortified because they were like, she just bolted. Like for Liam Neeson.
That's quite, not to say, but it's heavily rumoured that Liam Neeson,
I know,
is very well endowed.
I know.
Right. Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not. Like, he's getting on a bit now, but
Pixie would then.
Okay, go on, give me another one.
Okay. Sarah said, I used to dance in a club when I was in my teens, and they brought us all to Disney Paris. Anyway, imagine 30 odd kids in the airport at stupid o'clock in the morning. We were dancing around, doing the splits, cartwheels, the lot, and taking pics. All of a sudden, the boy band Blue started just into photos with us. We were all screaming and tried to chase them to their gate, and they ran off screaming, calling us all fucking nutcases. This was around 22 years ago when they were in their heyday.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad. I'm sure they were loving it. I have one here. I'm not going to say who it is because I think they want to remain anonymous, but this is a good one. So basically, this person was working as cabin crew, and they had Victoria Beckham coming on the flight over from the UK to do one of her things in BTs, and she was sitting in 1F, okay, first row, which is like a window seat.
Yeah.
And because 1F is like seen as like an emergency aisle, they couldn't, you can't put your bag on the floor, so you have to put it in an overhead compartment.
Yeah.
So he's like, excuse me, I'm gonna put your bag in the overhead, and she was just ignored him. So then he asked second time, ignored again. So then he was just like, oh, madam is not going to give over the bag. So he's like, do you know what? But he had to, like, on the planes, like, they take the first couple of rows for business people, so they take their coats and hang them up. And then when he was given the coats back when they were landing, he had, like, takes all the coats out and realised that her coat said Victoria Beckham Semple. Like B-A-C-K-H-A-M. Victoria Beckham Sample.
That's
so it was
brilliant.
Like, yeah. So it was obviously like from her fashion label or whatever, but that's kind of gas. But he said she was like, you know, fine, but like just good story.
Yeah, and the bag was probably very expensive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And listen, like, she's Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Let her keep her bag.
Not like our Gucci's fake. Do you know what I mean? Jay said, I was at a party before and Colin Farrell was there. He was super lovely for 5 seconds. I only knew literally two people at the party and they were the hosts, so I didn't really get to chat to them much, and I was just a bit awkward not knowing anyone else there. Obviously my reaction at the time was, oh, just get trashed. Cue a little blackout, and next day I woke up with about 20 minutes of memory in total. I asked my mate what happened and he was like, well, you got trashed. At one stage Colin came to get me to ask, who is this mess pouring champagne and boost into his mouth? Oh. Boost for anyone that doesn't know, because I don't know if it's in the UK, is like cheap Red Bull.
Like, I have to say it as well, Colin Farrell was like fond of a drink himself.
Yeah.
Like, he's not one to talk. I have one here from Mistaken, said she was on a plane recently and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were on the plane and Machine Gun Kelly refused to sit down for takeoff and started a fight with the flight attendant. Changed clothes in the middle of the aisle instead of using the bathrooms, and Megan did not look happy to be there either.
So this is my favourite episode we've ever done.
Yeah, it's juicy, isn't it?
Okay, I'm going to say his name, Neil.
Okay.
Jesse Ware is the biggest bitch I've ever met. I was working at an event. All the headline acts, including like Rita Ora, Iggy Azalea, Rudimental, Calvin Harris, were really laid back backstage, gave quotes and photos. Jesse had a team around her screaming she needed silence. Total wagon.
A wagon. Jesse Ware?
Yeah.
I'm not into her at all.
Oh, I love her.
I couldn't even tell you what song. I'm just not interested. Anyone with the name Jesse?
No.
Actually, Jesse Wallace, I'll give a go. Let me see. I have one here for... Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you this. A good one. Someone used to work in Nicky Clark's hair salon back in the day when he used to have celeb clients. And had Liz Hurley coming into the salon, and she was in the VIP room at the back, and nobody was obviously giving her attention. So she leans her head around the corner, starts clicking her fingers, uh-huh. And she's like, "Excuse me, are you not going to see what I need?"
Okay.
And he was like, "Well, if you keep clicking your fingers like that at me, I'm not going to." But apparently, she was so rude. Uh-huh. He said she was the worst that they ever had in there. Liz Hurley.
Ooh.
So yes.
Okay, Connor, who worked in the West End Theatre, said, "I met all big celebs like Kate Winslet, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom. You name them, I met them. But the best one has to be the woman that plays Tracy fucking Barlow in Coronation Street. Just Google her name. It's Kate Ford screaming. That's
fab. This is a good one, and we'll relate to this.
Okay.
Someone said, Jake actually sent this in. He said, sat next to Susan Boyle on a train from Glasgow to Edinburgh. And basically, it was fucking terrifying. She went mad at someone because they were sneakily filming her.
Uh-huh.
And then she started barking at a dog. And she told me she was going home to shave her cats. I quite like that.
Okay, Trudy Scrumshaw said, I met Ruby Wax backstage at the Opera House years ago. She was signing autographs and thought I'd give her all the gags and personality. So I was like, "Oh, Ruby, what about your love?" at the top of my lungs. She completely ignored me. And the rest of the room gave a fleeting glance, then carried on waiting to get an autograph. I stood there for 2 minutes and left because it just felt like awkward.
Oh, This is a good one. Actually, this is kind of odd. This must stay anonymous for work reasons.
Ooh.
Okay, so Tina Turner.
Okay. Which, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Davina for years has lied saying, "Just spotted Tina Turner eating a brunch outside bus stop on Grafton Street.
And I saw Cameron Diaz buying toilet roll in Dundrum Johnson." Tina Turner visited this top visitor attraction in Dublin years back. She had booked in for after hours private tour dinner. The staff that night were told not to make any eye contact with her at all. They were not allowed to speak to her. Her food order would be given to the PA and any other requests. So I was like, that's... And I say, "And did she stick to those rules?" And the person said, "Yeah." And the person had to give the tour like she wasn't there. So she acted like she was invisible.
Oh my God, I love it.
But she was there for the whole thing. Isn't that gas?
Oh, I love it. I bet you Tina Turner smells gorge, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Anonymous. Cillian Murphy was the most ignorant person I've ever interviewed. Really snide.
Cillian Murphy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of looks a bit snide.
I really like Breakfast on Pluto. I did like that. I have a soft spot for him.
This is a good one, actually. And I'm going to see what your reaction to this is. Kieran said, met Bass Hunter in the Globe. He was trying to get off with his friend, Bass Hunter. He was saying, "Yeah, I'm a big DJ." And they didn't know who he was. But then he was showing them all celebs with pictures of him with celebs. And basically, they all ended up at the end of the night singing "All I Ever Wanted." And their last sentence was just like, "Absolute wetzer."
You know, Bass Hunter loves drag queens. Like, loves
really?
Drag queens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kitty Murphy said, "I gave Danny Minogue a shoulder massage."
Oh.
I died. Danny is
Oh my God. That's kind of fab.
Goals
but
for
did
me.
She like it?
It's just a short story, so I'm guessing so.
Okay.
Did she ask for it? That's what I want to know. Or is this just like, "Surprise shoulder massage"?
Oh my God. Let me see. Met Graham Norton in Cork Gay Bar. He was very lovely. Let me see. Harley said, "Ryan Tubbs reported me to my manager for charging him for his Big Mac in Mackie D's."
Oh my God.
Oh, in 2014.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, he eats a Big Mac. That's the surprise.
He eats full stuff.
Okay, Karen Reddy said, I met George Michael and Andrew Ridgely in 1984 and they gave us a lift home. That doesn't surprise me. Everyone
Yeah, but did
says,
they charge you?
And did you play a few tunes in the back, Karen? Like everyone, nobody has a bad word to say about George, really, do they?
I don't know. I'm not really big. I'm not a big George Michael fan at all. I just don't get it at all. I'm sorry. And I know it's like... Like, he's just one of those stars I just don't get.
Oh, this is a good one.
Go on.
I'm going to not say the name, although it doesn't say what celebrity is. We'll call them Ryan. Once went to a sex party in Brackets Don't Judge, and there was a local TV news presenter getting railed by a train of people.
Oh, my God. Is that person Irish?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm just showing her who it is.
Okay. Okay.
Can you see? Have you got your contacts in?
I have. Okay. Let me see. Ross said Sinead O'Connor once told me to fuck off. I'd tell Ross to fuck off as well.
I'd let her tell me to fuck off. Catherine said, not me, but a friend of mine kissed Dappy from N-Dubs in a nightclub years ago.
She's a huge Mickey as well.
I feel like we've talked a lot about Mickey's in this episode.
So what? Let me see. Oh my God. Let me see. Hendo says, met Kylie. She signed my t-shirt. She's itsy bitsy, but was a complete lady. That's lovely.
Oh, cute.
And my last one I'm going to do is he met Joseph met Angelina Jolie, and remember the first thing that he told her was, please adopt me, you need a Spanish baby.
Oh my God.
And that's all the celeb goss I have. The celeb,
there is one more, but I feel bad saying it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, listen, some people sent in some really like
full on ones that we'll take to the grave.
Literally, we like, we'd be in court if we read them out.
Or will they be on Patreon? Who knows?
But thank you so much for sending your celeb stories. We actually do love a bit of boots on the ground with the celebs. And we will actually do this again, because I feel like everybody has a celeb story. But the only thing about Ireland is, I feel everybody's met Bono. So it's like, that's the one thing. It's like, that's...
He's always there busking, sure.
Yeah, it's like, no Bono stories. Okay, we're going to be back after this with our Rotter of the Week. And we are back, and it is time for... Here we go. We're going to do our rotters. Victoria's Secret, what has been rotting you this week, my darling, sweet princess angel girl?
Okay, first rot is delivery companies. Like, in this day and age where everything is track and trace now, like we're all basically microchipped.
Yeah.
And they tell you, you could get a delivery anytime between 7 in the morning and 7 at night.
Lovely.
What am I supposed to do? Just give up my whole day?
Although I have to say, like, sometimes even with Amazon, they give you tracks. They tell you like your package is 9 stops away.
Oh, I love that.
Have you seen that?
That's my favourite. Yeah. Like,
so it's not all companies, but I know what you mean. But usually, like, you know, certain companies like DPD and stuff, they'll come to your house at certain times.
Yeah. They'll give you an hour window. Perfect.
But
I
think it's actually too with the routes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like whatever route you're on, it's like if that is in that time frame, do you know what I mean? Because I always feel like my time frame is usually around like... my post all comes at a certain time. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'm actually really bad. I don't even open up my post box very often.
Oh, really?
Did you, when you lived in an apartment, open up your post box?
Oh, every day. Because I have so much fan mail. And hate mail. And weird, like, porn magazines being posted to me.
Dear Davina.
I'm not even joking. I used to get porn magazines sent to me in the post.
Oh, you did.
Do you remember?
Save that for Patreon.
I will.
Okay, that's a really good story.
So weird.
I was going to say, Dear Davina, it's Carla again.
Nice. Dear Davina, please. And they're like, they were specific magazines.
Save it, because it's so good. Okay. So that's my first one. Honestly, I'm just over it. Like, we're all like technologically advanced enough now to go, give us a window so we can have a life at the same time.
Yeah. Fair.
Oh, no. Let's double that on. Delivery drivers. Oh, I'm just pulled in. I can't bring that in. Oh, no.
You'll have to come out.
You'll have to come out.
No, you're delivering it.
Well, firstly, my street is very easy to pull in on. Like, so you're lying for a start. Lazy delivery drivers are the next one.
I will have to say, people sticking up their fingers in photographs, you know, giving the middle finger in a photograph.
I fucking hate
that. What is that about?
I hate that.
What?
I hate that so
much. What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what it's about. Am I missing something here? What is it like?
It screams, oh, I'm too cool to do this photo.
Now,
like,
hang on, now, let me clarify, okay? So there's a few like lads that do it and you'd be like, wetsers, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm just like, but they ruin the sexy photograph with this like I don't like, it's just a real, it just makes them, I think they just, you look thick.
I think so too.
Like, so like, what is that about? It's, I just don't understand. Is like, you know, it's not like they're doing girl power. Do you know what I mean?
Like I'm fine with a piece and a pout moment, but Jesus, the middle finger is, it's so aggressive.
Yeah, but I have decided I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah. Oh my God. And if you are going to do it, please put a nail on.
Oh, always. But I think, is it because, like, they just want to look a bit tough, is it?
No, I think they just are, they're like, oh, like, we're too cool. You know, like, okay. I'm too cool to take this photo, so I'm just going to stick my middle finger up. And they're like, okay. Oh, yeah, look at me.
Okay.
Well, I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, that's anyway, that rots me. So I just find it very annoying because it's always like this.
Or they're just trying to look cool.
Yeah, it's always, I think that's what it is. I think that's what drives me mad. It's like they're trying to look cool when I'm like, oh God, they just actually look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's always like some fucking like scanger wetzer that I'm just like, oh God, they'd be so gorgeous if they just weren't doing that, because that just really turns me off. But yeah, anyway, that rots me. It like half rots me, half turns me off.
Oh my God, what are people going to be thinking listening to this episode this week?
Maybe we should actually do it separately.
Okay, my second one is like, are AirPods pointless? Because I can listen to them, yes, but if I'm walking through town and like I'm on the phone to you, you can never hear me.
No, they're taking a lot of surround sound, don't they? But they are handy.
Yeah, but I want to be able to, I don't have to hold my phone up, especially at the moment I've got an elbow injury. I'm Martina Navratilova or whatever. What's her surname?
Navratilova.
Yeah, her. With tennis elbow. And you can't hear a thing. And sometimes I have juicy gossip.
Well,
I
usually just say that. You just say like, you're breaking up.
I hate you. I absolutely hate you. I also have mini rotters. I'm just going to throw them out so I get them off my list. Green peppers. There's no need for green peppers.
I like green peppers.
Green peppers are disgusting. Give me an orange, give me a red, give me a yellow. Green peppers are so harsh. They're so...
Okay, that's ridiculous. What's the next one?
Dirty runners. I was literally looking at someone sitting across from me.
Do you not think that that's a look?
Yes, but it's not a good look.
No, and I always think the smell of them.
Yeah, like this guy was wearing the same runners as me and sitting across from me, and I was looking at his runners and looking at mine, and I was like, you're a dirty bitch.
And always an off-white sock, do you know? Always.
I mean, like,
you know, there's definitely 2 days wearing those socks.
Bit,
you know there is, you know it.
That's the type of stuff where they take them off and it still retains the shape.
Yeah, you know, they can hang it up and it'd literally be like, oh, you're a size 8.
April's tights.
What else was on that list?
No, that's it. That's the end. Yeah.
The other one that I'm going to say is hipster gays that wear like dangly earrings.
Okay. Yeah.
That really fucking just like, it just rots me.
Okay. Be specific about the earrings.
In specific, just boys wearing dangly earrings.
Okay.
They're just annoying. It freaks me out. It makes me like, I don't know. Just like, it just annoys. It just freaks me out. Just like, I don't know. It gives me the ick.
Now you love an earring though. Like,
I like an earring, but I just like,
although you really only like a hoop.
I like stud as well. I like a few studs.
Oh my God. Like, I'm getting her a glass of water.
I don't like hipster
second.
Dangly earrings.
Okay.
That just drives me fucking nuts.
Okay, fair.
Or, you know, again, someone's like, oh, I'm wearing an earring. It's really like making a statement. Yeah. It's almost like borderline femmy, but they're not actually, it doesn't suit who they are. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm wearing it for...
So I actually think what you're really getting at is it's just someone who's just trying a bit too hard, maybe.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's more it. Because there's definitely people that it suits their vibe and they really pull shit like off.
You know, like,
they
have a dangly earring on, but the dangly earring becomes... Their
personality.
Their identity. Okay. It's like, I'm an earring. And then you can like keep moving their head, swishing their head.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the earring. When you're just like, the earring actually doesn't suit you.
No.
And I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's really what it is.
And do you know what? I got really excited there for a second. I know it's only like just about October. I can't wait for Rotter of the Year at the end of the year. So
oh my God.
Please everyone keep your rotters.
We should have the Rotter of the Year awards. We should have it live this year.
I think we actually should.
Live from the Javits Center Times Square.
I honestly think we should. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we might have an event. We do the Rotters of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of live events,
get some fun presenters.
Yeah. We have a few anyway lined up already.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be doing the Divine Apprentice officially coming back.
Girl, I'm so excited. I love drag competition.
Me too. And I'm going to be doing it over 5 weeks, bi-weekly. Yeah. We're kicking off on the 27th of October, which is Thursday.
Yeah.
I've already had loads of interest from different people wanting to be in it. I've already got like enough to actually do the show,
yeah.
but I'm still reaching out. So if you are a drag queen, you want to, it doesn't matter if you're like, this is not just for baby drags, this is for queens that have been working.
Yeah.
If you, it's
also just a fun yeah. experience.
There's like, €1,000 prize for grabs. And basically it's just put you on people's radar for, yeah. for gigs and for bookings. And it's going to showcase you as a drag queen and as an artist. So if you want to get involved, send me a DM or send me an email to davinadublin@gmail.com.
Just have a strong stomach. I know I said yes. that under your post, but like this girl beside me likes a shot or two.
I do.
I'm true. Excited for it. How many weeks is it?
It's 5 weeks over. So it's starting 27th of October and it's finishing on Christmas week. So we're going to do like X Factor style, you know, like Christmas number one.
Love it. Obsessed with it. That's going to be so much fun.
So it will be really fun. And there's some really fun contestants already entered. And I'm trying to get a good mix of people and across like drag kings, drag queens, like really like yeah. varied mix of performers. But please, I will
even
say
if you're a burlesque girl or yes. like, honestly, like even if you're a stripper could be great yeah. fun. Or
they
like
just
pole
have
dancer.
To have a little bit of performance experience. I'm yeah. not looking for people that are, this is not like a first time at the rodeo. No. Like you have to have had some kind of experience.
Yeah. Judging drag competitions is one of the scariest things you can do if you're drinking heavily, because eventually the drink kicks in, you're like, all of a sudden the truth's hit.
Yeah, well, I'm always curious because I have to say very impartial, which is, do you know what actually the safest place for me?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell a story on the Patreon about a really bad experience I had judging a drag contest and somebody threatening me after
oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
So we'll say that. Okay,
so
let's
that's
wrap it.
Up. Yeah, let's wrap it up. Like, thank you everyone for listening.
Until next time.
Yeah, I hope we win our award, but we yeah. probably won't.
Headliners and award winners. Until
Head
next
time.
Until next time, everyone. Stay petty.
Stay petty. Mwah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.